You probably know that whenever a priest celebrates the Eucharist, it's obligatory for him to receive communion and to receive communion from the bread broken to be the body, the wine to become the blood. But if I don't receive communion during Mass, it invalidates the Mass for me. But this is not Mass. And I read a couple of years ago that Pope Benedict would often, on Good Friday, refrain from having communion as a sign of solidarity, as a sign that he wanted to be in communion with all those who weren't in communion with the Church, people who weren't Catholics, people who were in relationships that prevented them from being in full communion with the Church, our divorced brothers and sisters, homosexual Christians who are, for whatever reason, unable to share at the Lord's Supper. So I won't be receiving communion today as a sign of that solidarity, of that desiring to be with the broken Church, to be with those who are unable to share with us. But you may want to receive communion for them as well. You may want to receive communion for a member of your family who is not here today. This is a chance to either refrain or to receive, but to be in solidarity with the broken Church.